Hi, this is Jerry Sanders, President and CEO of the San Diego Regional Chamber of Commerce, and this is the Policy Minute.
Thank you, Jerry. This is DK from the Chamber's policy team. On Tuesday, the paid sick leave expansion deal dropped. Governor Newsom was joined by Senate Pro Tem Tony Atkins to announce the deal, which will provide benefits through September 30th of this year. Supporters have pointed to this deal as a crucial way to keep sick employees home and minimize the spread of COVID-19. The proposal is paired with the restoration of business tax credits, including the research and development credit, which was a move supported by the Chamber, and money for the Small Business COVID Relief Program. The COVID-19 Prevention Emergency Temporary Standards, also known as ETS, are still in effect. The workplace standards were updated by Cal/OSHA in December of 2021 to include minor revisions related to returning to work after close contact with a COVID-positive individual. The revisions went into effect as of January 14th, and in addition to these requirements, employers must follow public health orders on COVID-19. The latest order from the California Department of Public Health on January 5th requires the use of face coverings by all employees when indoors.
We have the capacity to invest in our growth engines, invest in the future, as well as making sure that we prepare for the uncertainties that the future presents.
Governor Newsom unveiled his fiscal year 23 budget proposal in a marathon press conference. The budget proposal top lines include a whopping $268.4 billion budget with an anticipated $47 billion surplus. This includes the $2.7 billion that he announced for the expansion of COVID testing and vaccinations. He also included $3 billion spread over numerous years to address the gaping unemployment insurance fund debt, which could bring some relief to employers who would otherwise foot that bill. $40 million will also go to waiving filing fees for new businesses, and an additional $150 million will continue the Small Business COVID-19 grant program. It is important to keep in mind that this is just a proposal at this stage. Lots of negotiations will still happen between now and the unveiling of the May revise.
I have so much faith in our ability to drive change on the major issues I've outlined tonight. Because amid the darkest of times and under the most difficult circumstances, we have seen a challenge, stepped up, come together, and we triumphed.
Earlier this month, Mayor Todd Gloria gave his State of the City address and focused on four top issues in San Diego: infrastructure, public safety, homelessness, and housing. The mayor announced bold plans to tackle these issues, and we were pleased that plans for a housing package is a priority. As we know, the region's high cost of housing impacts businesses' ability to attract and retain talent. The United States started requiring vaccinations at all border crossings as of January 22. As COVID-19 cases continue to rise nationwide, the U.S. will now require non-U.S. travelers entering the country by land or by water to be vaccinated against COVID-19. The new rule affects both the U.S.-Canada and U.S.-Mexico border crossings and includes travel for essential or non-essential reasons. Some exceptions include minors and diplomatic passport holders. This does not apply to U.S. citizens or legal permanent residents. Current requirements to enter the United States include: all foreign travelers who intend to enter the United States will have to present proof of vaccination against COVID-19 as described by the CDC. You're required to show a negative COVID-19 test result or documentation of recovery from COVID-19 when you travel to the United States by air. Wearing a mask over your nose and mouth is still required in indoor areas of public transportation, including airplanes. And those are our top stories this month. Be sure to subscribe to our monthly policy update to access this podcast and more.